Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is King Yada. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
13786.
Okay, can you just one? Okay, and what's your zip code is?
13786.
13786. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Christine Arlen.
Excuse me just a moment, please. For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
P.O. Box 182, Harpers Field, New York.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So I see you ordered a keto aspirin, which that helps, like, have all natural ingredients, reduce your appetite, and speed up your metabolism. So how may I assist you?
Well, I called on the 20th, and I told him I didn't want it. I got a confirmation number that it was canceled, and the money was going to be put back in my account.
Yes. Give me just a moment. So, give me just a moment. Let me read these notes in your account. So, you call on the 20th. Oh, no. Let me see what's going on. Give me just a moment. Customer call about the recurring charge and request to be canceled refund since customer never had a chance to try the product. Customer got billed after the day when she received the product tag at shipping area. Explain to customer offer discount. Customer decline. Customer account cancel and provide a cancellation number. So why did they charge you?
I don't know, but the money, now my bank account's overdrawn because they charged me. I can't believe this. He said one to five days the money will be put back. It's still not there.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. So let me see some two. Thank you, Jessalyn. Okay, I'm sorry that happened, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and refund you that $92.90, okay? Because I see it was an agent area. So give me just a moment, okay? I'm sorry, ma'am.
The refund, I just got the refund. So.
Yes, ma'am. So you just got the email?
No, I didn't get an email. My bank notified me of fraud. So I called that guy the day my bank called me and said to him, I got the pills that day, and nowhere on the website does it say you sign up and you're automatically enrolled in this for $92. And I told him I didn't want them. And he kept trying to get me to 70% off. I'm like, no, I want to cancel it and I want a refund. And he said, okay, you'll have your refund 1 to 5 days. And Here it is, 7 days later, I still don't have a refund.
Well, ma'am,
and now my bank account's overdrawn.
So, ma'am, well, I don't know why he told you you would get a refund 1 to 5 business days. It's 3 to 5 business days, and he did not process that refund. I see where that happened, and I'm sorry, it was a mistake made. So I'm going to go ahead and refund you that $92.90, ma'am. If you could check your email, you'll see why I just sent the email that you received for $92.90.
Great. So now what do I do about my bank account being overdrawn for another $35?
Well, that money clear, ma'am. I'm sorry that your bank account is overdrawn. Now, I cannot do nothing about that part.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get a refund today, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to did it, but it will not be in your banking account today. You'll take 3 to 5 business days to be in there.
Great, great. Terrible, terrible business practice. Why would he tell me that and then he doesn't do it? Unreal.
Ma'am, I'm sorry that there was a mistake has been made. I really can't answer that question why he told you and he didn't do it. I mean, I cannot personally answer that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.